96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, February 28th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we talk about big-time Bohemian movie. Now, I'm an old-school person, right? I know about Bohemian movies. I know about Ball's Alley, because I saw that and said, man, that's the best movie I've ever seen, right, from Bohemian production. I know about Kicking the Kung Style. That's a kung fu movie. They had Bohemian martial artists just beating everyone up silly. Then I come across this teaser on Facebook. And I say, what foreign person do this? This nice. Who this is? And then I found out that, no, man, this is a Bohemian movie. I said, no, you understand. This movie is being filmed in 4K. This money spent on this. This is no proper movie. This is some high-end type movie. Right? So, it started doing an investigation, trying to find out who exactly doing this movie. Right? Especially when they start talking about, oh, there's a 50th Independence Day celebration year, and they're doing this high-end movie. And I said, okay, Mr. Government, must he bring this high-end movie? And then I found out this movie, The Real Bahamas, of this Spanish lady trying to kill her husband. It had action. It had gun-toting. It had energy. And had the quality acting, and you say, oh, hell, I gotta go watch this. This is big time. So I start making some calls, and I get the cast, and find out that this is something to see. This ain't gonna be no small time thing. This is them things you send to the Cannes, you know, the people, the places inside this in France to compete against other countries. This is the type quality movie that is gonna be produced, come out right now. And I said, okay, I got to bring the cast, right? So the movie is called The Real Bahamas, right? And the executive producer is Peter Nautilus. And, of course, the scriptwriter is Andre Kemp, right? Andre is not here today. And, of course, Peter Nautilus is not here. So I had to find someone to tell me what the movie is about, right? So I have Virgil Storp, who I know. But I know Virgil Storp. I think about explosive and gun-toting and thing in real life. I know Virgil. I know what he's do. So I said, "What Virgil? What you know about this movie? You there for the stunts and thingy?" He said, "No. I have a small role, and plus I know about the movie." So I said, "Okay, you come on and you bring everybody, and I'll ask them some questions. Grab that mic closer to you, so introduce yourself. Tell them who you are, what's your role in the movie, and then I want to know what this movie is about." So see, I know if people like excited, like how I excited, because I say I saw the teaser. That ain't no ordinary teaser. That's them big time teaser. Whoever filmed that piqued my energy. So go ahead.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Virgil Thurston Stirrup. You know me for my other capacities on the show before. But I'm a part of The Real Bahamas, a movie coming out for the 50th anniversary celebration of the Bahamas. It's going to be something to come and see. The movie was executive produced by Peter Nautilus. He's not here today. And was filmed by Andre Kemp and being edited by Alex Kemp. And so we have a plethora of persons working on the technical side of the movie. The movie is about a lady that got married in the U.S. and she decided that she wants to kill her husband. And so they came to the Bahamas, and then there's a lot of twists and turns to the story. And so we leave it there. We leave the suspense for the Bahamian people to come and see the plot. But it's going to be an action-filled movie, and it's going to be something to behold. I know a lot of persons saying, what? A Bohemian movie? Yes, a Bohemian movie. All Bohemian casts, all Bohemian directors, all Bohemian film crew, all Bohemian technical crew, a fully 100% Bohemian movie, funded by Bohemians as well. And so we want to give thanks to Mr. Peter Nautilus, who is not here today, as its executive director and also the major funder of the movie. And also want to give props to Andre Kemp. He is off to school right now in Arkansas, He's taking up filming.
So that's why it's so high-end. Because yes. I said, man, this is this American film, man. This ain't no local thing.
Yes, he's studying in the film industry. And we did film the movie in 4K. So it is high definition. The quality is excellent. The sound is excellent.
Crisp.
Solid. And so is it something that the Bahamian people would want to come out and enjoy?
Nice. Like I said, you need to see the clip, the teaser. And because a lot of people will ask, like, where can they see the teaser since you're here now? I saw it on Facebook. But what is your Facebook page so we can start the conversation on that?
Well, the first book page is not up. We posted it via Peter's page, Refined Design. They can find it there on that page, Refined Design. They can find the teaser there. It's also on YouTube under Refined Design. And also they can go to my YouTube page, Virtual Startup, and it's there as well. The clip has been making the rounds all over WhatsApp, Facebook, but those two places, if you want to find it and search it, you can find it in those two spots.
The real Bahamas. And of course, speaking to you, we were able to bring me some of the cast.
Yes.
Right? And I would be remiss that whilst I was watching the clip, I saw this actor who had this Latin accent. Mm-hmm. They have a Spanish person inside this thing. That's why I thought it was an American movie, because I said, this Bahamian woman could put on this accent good. It's going to sound real, right? So I'll bring her on first, and then I'll want to introduce everyone. I want the people, you to understand that, you know when you're watching a movie and they say it's real characters, real roles? It was real roles, right? So I'll bring on the first lady, let you hear this accent, and she basically tell me what her role is inside the movie.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie Arriola. So
Melanie, what again?
Arriola Casildo.
You heard that R? But go ahead, Melanie.
Yeah, so Andre reached out to me a couple months ago, and he was like, we want to do a movie, a Bahamian movie, for the culture, something to give Bahamas. So he basically laid me down the character that I fell in love with, Samantha. Basically, Samantha is a woman that's married to this rich guy, mm-hmm. American guy, but she has a Bahamian sweetheart.
Oh, Lord.
That she's willing to risk it.
Well, you know when you go to Bahamas. You know when you go to Bahamas. No, ain't that much. She have a Bahamian sweetheart, and she come to the Bahamas, and now we understand how the plot go. Because I want you to taste Bahamas. You know, taste a Bahamian. I understand why she come to the Bahamas to get rid of the husband. But I know you don't want to talk most of it. I see everyone whispering, you can't talk the plot.
No, that's not. That's just the tip of the plot.
That's the tip of the plot.
Yes. Mm. You got a lot to see in the movie. A lot more.
Okay. So, repeat what you said. You're married. Samantha's married.
Samantha's married to a rich guy.
Rich guy.
Very rich guy.
And she found a Bahamian sweetheart.
She found a Bahamian sweetheart. So, then we showcase the rest of the movies. Just really action, and you got to see it. You got to see it. Just the trailer alone, if you see that, you want to see this movie.
I see a lot of gun. A lot of gunplay and fighting and thing inside this movie. But let me go around the table to give everyone a chance so I can understand, so everyone can appreciate the movie itself. And tell me your name, of course, and then the role that you play.
Good morning. My name is Christelle Straub. I play a detective in the movie.
Yes.
And it was
a Bahamian detective or American
yes.
detective? Okay, Bahamian detective.
Bahamian.
So you use some slap up type police who'd slap you down. I know how female Bahamian police go. So
you gotta watch the movie to find out.
Okay. But go ahead, tell me more.
I could talk about my experience with it because you really have to see.
Okay. So basically, you, as a detective, you were investigating the murder? Or I guess it's a murder. It's a murder, right? No, it's not a murder?
I don't know.
You don't know. Just come watch
the
movie and find out.
You gotta watch the movie to find out what I'm there for.
So let's go to your experience. How you got involved in this movie?
I ran into Peter. Mm-hmm. And he let me know what was going on. And he got me into it, basically, mm-hmm. to play this role.
And was it difficult? I mean, a person like me, who's dyslexic and hate reading, and the words get combobulated, right? How was reading the script and then trying to be a good actor? Because I would say, man, am I overacting? no one do it again, you know?
I think you always think like that, whether or not you're just the way you're presenting the character, you want to present it the best way you could. And it wasn't very difficult, I would say, because I tried to embody the character as best as I could. And I think, I'm pretty sure I did a great job doing that.
You've had any experience with dealing with bohemian female police officers?
No.
So, but you were able to evoke that passion?
Yes, I mean, you see it on Facebook, you see it all over. So.
I've seen them in real life, the bohemian police officers. Oh, boy.
They don't play.
But so continuing going around the circle, go ahead, you again.
Morning, all. My name is Rashad E. Ferguson. I'm the favorite taxi driver. I'll leave it as that.
Taxi driver.
Yeah,
Bohemian taxi driver. And you towed around who exactly?
Well, I'm the taxi driver.
I need a little more than just a taxi driver.
I'm the taxi driver that she takes around, well, the character of Samantha and her husband.
Okay, so yeah, you give them a tour.
Show them all our historical sites, you know, take them some good places, take them in Pinewood, you know, take them in some places, you know?
The taxi drivers, and like I said, you already showed a little teaser, but the taxi drivers I know who's take tourists to Pinewood is going to be buying things.
Yeah,
so you just want them real taxi drivers experience.
We showing them the car wash, we buying things, we showing them the bike show, showing them the little, you know, the sights.
You show her car wash and car wash is in the movie?
No, not that car wash.
Oh, sorry.
The car wash.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we just wanted to show them a good feel of the natural sights we have to offer, and we felt that would be the best way to showcase all of our beautiful monuments, locations, as well as show them how we really live. So you can't call it the real Bahamas if you can't show them the real Bahamas. It's more than just the docks, the fry. You have to show them the real deal.
So we're back to you, Thurston. Stirrup. Thurston, I guess that's when you give you all your names, right? Why was it important to showcase sights and intimate scenes of New Providence?
Because the movie is generally based around promoting the Bahamas.
But it says the real Bahamas.
Yes, the real Bahamas. And so the action scenes and the plot was just a storyline behind basically showing off the country. So the focus really wasn't really much on the plot. It was more on showing the country. But you had to have a storyline and a good storyline to capture the people. And she gave a Bohemian sweetheart story is always a good.
It's a pastime.
A good storyline to capture the imagination of the Bahamian people, because that's something we know.
Yep.
And sad to say, it is a cultural phenomenon in this country. And so that storyline sort of sold all of the sites. And our trusty taxi driver here was able to embody that by taking them to all of these sites and showing off the country, working within the storyline.
Nice. I get some texts already asking me, say, Nuri, she Cuban? And I said, you mean Samantha character? I don't know Samantha character, but of course, I mean the cats with the Latin accent, right? There's already stereotype from my WhatsApp, right? With saying, oh, this sounds real. It sounds, we're used to having, so you got to be politically correct, especially with the Samantha actor right next to me. I don't want to hurt me, right? When there's a cast of scandal dealing with Caribbean people that we already have stereotypes all about, right? Mm-hmm. And even as you, as a cast member, right? And I write down your name right there, though, so I got to pronounce it again. It's sad when you can't do it. Melanie, forgive me. I can't pronounce the last name. Casildo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Coming in to the movie and having a Latin character that you're portraying and marrying a rich man and then saying, okay, I'm going to have an affair in the Bahamas. See, some people say that's stereotypical. But did that impact you, or did you consider that, say, man, they playing on my ethnicity? That's not necessarily was true.
Not really, because it's just a movie. Play a character, and I believe I play it really well. So
No, the movie good. I mean, it's convincing. I mean, it's believable. And so I say, hey.
I always tell the cast crew I am completely the opposite of Samantha.
Okay.
So
you're no schemer.
Oh no.
You're no schemer.
I'm completely the opposite of Samantha.
Well, that's good to know, because my wife is going to be concerned, because she don't like me sitting next to pretty people. But going next to you, this is Stafford Bean.
Yes.
I've seen you around. Were in any other movies before this? Because I've seen clips of you someplace.
Wow. Well, first of all, good morning, Bahamas. It's a pleasure to be on your show, sir. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. And yes, I'm not sure where we have probably met, mm-hmm. but you know, I do have a good face, I guess, and a good character about myself. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely say that.
So what was your role in the movie?
So, unfortunately, but fortunately, I was the rich drug lord, you know.
I get another clip. The rich man was a drug lord. See, all you got to do is keep on asking and probing. And see, it makes more sense to me, especially in the setting of the Bahamas. We are used to drug dealers. Mm-hmm. We are used to scandal of sweetheart, mm-hmm. right? Yep. So this is something I can buy into and say, okay, I understand the plot. I can see where you're going.
However, you know, this is the modern day and time. So the old way of drug dealing, that's a thing of the past. So he was not only an entrepreneur and a good businessman, but his background was illicit drugs. But he had real estate and all type of other things that would make him look good in society's eyes, you know, like some of them, I guess, out there, maybe, you never know. Mm-hmm. But the movie itself was an awesome joy to work a part of. As far as me coming along aboard, I met Mr. Nollis, and he had asked me, he said, I do boat charters, I'm a boat captain, and he saw me in action one day by the dock, and he said, hey, you are a great actor, like you're just getting these tourists to come on board the boat, and I said, yeah, you know, when you're working for your bread and butter and you help good service and you're giving them quality, you know, you can't help yourself. He was like, have you ever thought about acting? And I said, I'm not sure, but I said, yeah, I actually have thought of it before, and I wouldn't mind. And he's told me where I can try out at, and I tried out. It was a little rough at first, because like you had mentioned at first, you know, trying to read from lines mm-hmm. and then going to portray those lines, you know, I guess jumping into character. That was a bit of a challenge at first. So I went home, and I just started reading up on other famous actors and seeing how they get into character. And basically it's you don't even need to know your lines, you just need to understand what the character or who the character is mm-hmm. and pretend in depth that you are that person at that time mm-hmm. and once you get in that mind frame of things, oh, it's like a walk in the park. It's Bahamians are natural actors, by the way. That's it. Bahamians are natural actors.
Well, I act as if I'm a talk show host, and I'm doing pretty well. People actually start believing I'm a real talk show host. So that's going well. But I want to know more about the casting.
Okay.
Right? You went to audition for the role.
Yes.
Right? This major role, the drug dealer role. Yes. I assume there's more than you who were there.
Yes.
I want to know about that experience, seeing other people. Because I get intimidated easily.
And the thing is I was intimidated because I did feel at some point like, man, these guys, like, they're on point. Like, they're able to remember these lines instantly. It's like, how did you just look at the lines once and remember it?
Professional actors.
Yeah, like professional actors. But they didn't have what I had. I had real life experience. When you're on the wharf, so picture this, you're on the wharf and you're trying to get a tourist to come on your boat because mm-hmm. this is your bread and butter now. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be the, hey guys, welcome to the Bahamas. Would you like to go snorkeling and this and that? And you have them so worked up and so enticed. It's like they can't wait to jump on your boat and you can take them to Rose Island or wherever you want to take them. So bringing that energy is what I brought to my character in the movie as well. So you can't go to school and learn that. That's something that's raw talent inside. Also versus, you know, you're doing this on a daily basis. Like those, I give kudos to those straw vendors out there. They are amazing actors. Mm. I mean, even the horse and buggy carriage people, the police downtown are awesome as well. They, you know, I got to give shout out to them. You're doing a great job down there. And the whole thing too is, but like Virgil was saying, is we wanted to encase the Bahamas when it comes to this movie. Mm-hmm. So this is our 50th year coming up, and we wanted the Bahamians to, I guess, enjoy something uniquely to Bahamians. So the real, and it's called, by the way, it's D-A, the real Bahamas, guys, okay. Not the. You know, you got to keep it, you know, our culture, linguistics, of course. Yeah. So our colloquialism. So it was showcasing all of the, you know, the 66 steps and showing the horse and carriages and showing what it is to be ATV in downtown and bike riding and jet skiing and everything that incorporates what tourists from around the world can't wait to come into the Bahamas to experience. But at the same time, we also incorporated for our local market, our Bahamians, us, we the people, you know, that there is a different side of the coin to the Bahamas. So there's just not Atlantis, there's not Bahamar, there's not these big fancy hotels, and that's the only thing we know. But there is the real Bahamas where you can get some crab and dough and you can get some, you know, conch and grits, and you can ride through the neighborhoods and, you know, see guys popping wheelies on motorbikes or bicycles. And, you know, we wanted to show the Bahamas for how we live in the Bahamas, at the same time being able to showcase the Bahamas from an international standard or light, so that you had made mention, if the movie turns out, and it will, God willing, to be a great success, well, we can go to the film festivals in California and these other locations where we can show that the Bahamas has major talent and we have a lot to offer, not only sun, sand, and sea.
But definitely we have major talent. Like I said, I've seen the clip. I've seen the clip. The clip is high end to the point where I start questioning whether this is a Bahamian. And I'm ashamed to say that because clearly it's a whole Bahamian cast, right? Mm-hmm. And then I said, but they, and again, stereotype, and said, oh, but they have a Hispanic girl, a Spanish girl. Real? This is real actors, right? So, I mean, I'm complimenting, saying, man, this is good. This feel authentic. This feel believable. There's no overacting in this. This is high end, something that can be put forward and represent the Bahamas at these film festivals. So I'm even excited for you. And I appreciate the point of there being a need to showcase the Bahamas at the same time. That you have spots clearly depicted. I know where that is. I know this guy in the background. I know who he is, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about that. I also love the narrative of how you were all selected. It seemed as if you were all selected by Peter Nautilus, or was it Virgil Sturm? Who's the person who said, I like you, you're gonna be in the movie?
It was a multitude, I would think, sorry. It was a multitude, I think. It wasn't just one person picking. So it's basically an audition, there'll be like three or four persons there, and you go through your lines, you do your acting, and then they'll be like, you know what? They don't tell you on the spot if you know you got the cast or not. Oh, we'll call you or we'll let you know.
Yeah.
But you can tell from their reactions, you know, like, yeah, I did better than this crew over here.
Yeah.
And I will admit that the cast and crew that we have in this movie, I mean, unbelievable. Yes, couldn't do better. Like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great to work with. And another thing, you know, when we watch these movies on the big screen, you would think that, you know, like, these big movies, like, oh, why does it take a whole year to make a movie? If you know what it takes to make 30 seconds of a clip of the finished product, it literally takes almost a whole day.
Really?
Yeah. Like, no joke, like a whole day to make 30 seconds to a minute.
If you want quality,
yes.
Standard, yep. Takes time.
It's unbelievable.
Let me go back to Christelle, right? The police officer.
Mrs. Officer. Right? Mrs. Officer.
And I want to hear about your experience auditioning for this role, right? You are a light-skinned Bahamian, red gal.
Yes.
Right? And if everyone in the Bahamas...
She's not toxic.
I'm getting ready to say
she's
that.
She's not toxic.
I'm getting ready to say that. Red gals has problems. Well, right? Bringing that emotion, that stereotype into the role, right? And I'm assuming there's different complexion, different stages of actors who were vying for this role, and you had to compete against them and show your personality where, say, I deserve this opportunity. I deserve this role. What did you take from inside you to, say, convince them?
Actually, I was brought in later than everybody else. And I did my best. On the first day, I showed what I can bring to the table. And I'm guessing everybody liked that, and that's why I stayed. And I never thought that the stereotype of it, I didn't think about it when I was...
I will analyze everything, that's why. That's
I didn't think about it when I was coming onto set and whatnot. I just thought, hey, I have this role to play, and I'm going to play to the best of my abilities because I want to portray this character as well as I could. Because I know this movie wasn't no little thing. I know it was going to be a big...
This is going to be a big production.
Exactly. I know it wasn't going to be no little thing, so...
And before I go back to Stirrup, to ask him a question, right? What type of police officer were you? in your words, because I have some words I describe female police, human female police officers. Mm. I want to know what type of police officer
Russia.
Were you?
I would say very serious, very
curious. Boss lady
curious,
status.
Yes, yep. Boss lady status for sure. I was very curious, I can say that. And those three words I would describe myself as.
Serious.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope you're like serious like the customs officers when they come in through customs. And when I say, okay, I want a man serve me. And they always put me in that female line. I got to pay all kind of extra money. I say, why didn't they throw my line? You know, serious. Why? Yes. Always detailing their job. But since Stirrup is representing the executive director today, and the executive director of this movie is Peter Nautilus, right? I want to know, from your role, because you have a small role, but you also a consultant in terms of action and gun control and explosives and stuff like that, because that's what you do. That's your career, right? I want to hear about that in terms of anticipation. In that clip I saw, I see big guns. I see some big guns. I see people grabbing guns. I say, oh, this is some action. You know, when you start doing your hand like this, you know, I saw that. So, oh, there could be some killing inside this, right? Can you? I know you don't like talking, giving out information, but I need to hear about the guns. I need to hear about the explosives. I need to hear about the boom, boom, bang.
Well, you can't have a action comedy without action.
Mm-hmm.
And to have action, there must be some realism. So the firearms were part of the realistic side of the movie to give the movie some context in terms of action. And I must say, our new police officer, she was a quick study.
She could hold them gun good.
Yeah, she was a quick study. And it didn't take more than 3 or 4 takes of every scene for her to get familiar with how to move with the firearm and how to make it look realistic, as well as all the other cast members that had to deal with firearms. And so my role was to make it look real,
mm-hmm.
to make it look authentic, to make it look natural. Also to provide a lot of the props that you saw and the firearms that you saw in the movie. And so we, along with my team, because I'm a member of a team that was a half, okay. right, of the action side of it. And so we brought the realism to it. We brought the energy. We brought the drama, mm-hmm. so to speak, to the movie. We didn't overdo it because, like I said, the movie wasn't really to sell gunplay. It was more to sell the Bahamas. But you could not separate the action scenes from the movie. So we had to incorporate it. And so for those out there who may feel they some big guns like you.
Yeah, say, you know I scared of guns.
They some big guns. I know that you are. But the guns aren't the major part of the movie.
Hmm.
They have their place in the movie, but it is the movie with a solid script.
So you are part of a team in terms of gun safety and control. And I have experience of you teach me gun safety, how to carry it, how to point it down and make sure the chamber's empty and put it on safety. How important was that in this room?
It was very important because, believe it or not, persons watching the movie, they would critique it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with us being behemoths, they were going to critique every mm-hmm. portion of the movie. So the way we handled the firearm was very important, especially the safety aspect of it. Fingers out of the trigger until, you know, the action scenes were going. And we wanted it to be that way so they would see the natural handling of firearms and that the persons that were handling the firearm were professional in their dealings with the firearms. And so all of that, persons look and nitpick on these small things, not just locally, but internationally when it comes to movies. Because remember now, we're going to be competing for spots against other major movies. Mm-hmm. And so we want our movie to be as real as possible, especially when it came to the action scenes.
I'm talking to the cast of The Real Bahamas, an action comedy flick that is coming out soon this year as part of the Bahamas 50th celebration and also showcasing the Bahamas, but it has real drama. It has real action. And it tells a narrative that most Bahamians are familiar with. You know, it tells about sweethearting. It tells about money. It tells about, for lack of a better word, a reformed drug dealer who turns with businesses where we can believe and say, okay, I have a cousin. I have a cousin that would have happened too. But I can believe that, right? It has a story about a taxi driver who doing his hustling, who knows the Bahamas, right? Who can intimately involve the major
intimately
characters.
Involve, all
right. Right? And I already can picture the scandals that a taxi driver could get into, because I've catch a few taxi drivers and working in tourism. I know what taxi drivers do. So I'm excited about the possible narratives of what can happen in this movie, right? But how did the team get along? And we're going back to Melanie in terms of the team working with this cast, waking up, reshooting the clip again. How taxing was it? Was it say, boy, I gotta do this again? I just did it perfect just now. Why do I need to do this again? How taxing was on you and your personal time? Because I assume you have a real job. You don't act all day,
no.
Right? And I want to know, how did you get along with everybody?
Firstly, Andre has a lot of vision. He has a lot of vision. I think he put this whole thing together very well. The vision he had for the movie as well. And very time-consuming. If you want to do it good, very time-consuming.
Yep.
And but Samantha, I just try and play this role the best way I can. And I do have a job. So sometimes we would shoot like from early in the morning, 6 in the morning until what, 12?
Yeah.
So it was really time consuming. And if it feels fakey, we will have to do the take again until we get it right. So yeah.
Okay, and nice. And I need to go back to the taxi driver, right?
Oh, Lord.
Do you have any experience in tourism?
Well, I spent 6 years working in Atlantis. That's a lot of experience.
That's a lot of experience. You experience everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked in the IT department as well, as I got to interact with the stand drivers, the actual taxi drivers, assisting the guests with a lot of things. So, yeah, a good extent of experience.
Mm. Okay. And even in terms of the detective, right, and even in terms of you as a taxi driver, was there any consultancy done? Like they brought in a real taxi driver and say, hey, watch this way and see if he did it wrong. Or for the detective, they had any real police officer there and say, okay, we wouldn't have done that. No. Do that again. That don't seem real to me. Black. You go ahead also, yeah. Kristen.
No, but I had Virgil and his entire, everybody he was with to help me to say, hey, let's do that again. Yeah. So I had them to help me.
And they all are police officers, defense force officers,
exactly.
And type thing. Yeah. So they have an experience like that.
I had somebody to help me on the sidelines to be like, hey, do it again, do it this way. That felt fakey. So I had somebody.
Yeah. Even from the way she put on a dress, even the way she dressed for her role, attire, even the way a firearm was sitting on her body, from even the smallest detail, the way her shield
even
was.
The way she
Even the way
she walked?
Yeah. We made sure
the
everything.
Cutest walk y'all will ever see.
The cutest walk. I've stayed at one or two police officers, female police officers. Yeah.
And also
to
your point, we did have a taxi driver on set. I think he was Peter's brother or cousin. I don't remember exactly. So even when we did certain scenes, he would be like right in the taxi, just say, hey, so drive a little slower, keep it smooth. Or when you're getting the bags out, make sure you keep everything in one smooth motion because you're putting on a show for the tourists and anything. Mm-hmm. So we did coach us along the way. He was a little cramped in the box seat here and there, but he made it happen.
And Stanford, being in front of the camera, was it intimidating? Because I can't act. I try to get used to the Guardian cameras watching me now. Because I forget. I put my hand in my nose and all kind of stuff, and I got to be conscious. No. Yeah. I own camera.
At first, it was a little nerve-wracking. I guess for me personally, as an only child, you know, I didn't really have a bunch of sisters and brothers, or no one really watching me. So I was always a lone wolf, so to speak, by myself. So now to be in the front of cameras and having a whole crew of people always consistently watching me, it's like, if I make a mistake, are they going to laugh at me? Are they going to, look at me bad?
Even though we was all completely strangers to each other when we began this project, I feel like we are
family. Well, we gel so well.
Yeah. Your family now.
So
yeah,
well.
Mitch.
So even if the camera was intimidating at a point, it just felt so like we grew up together or something. We just do it again. It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah,
but so. Well, thank you. That actually means. So it was an awesome experience. And like you said, it became almost like a family. It's, I guess, spending that much time with each other.
Yep.
I mean, from Monday to Sunday, literally Monday to Sunday, it was. But I think, a well worth experience, though. Yeah. And the product that we want to produce and give to the Bahamian people, our work will show that, yeah, they went all out. They did their thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, from start to finish, it's action-packed. From start to finish, it's comedy. From start to finish, it's showing everything that the Bahamas... The only thing we didn't get to show was shaking the hands of the Prime Minister. I wish we could do that still.
So how long did the filming take?
About four months, I think.
4 months y'all was doing this movie?
Actually, 6 months.
6 months y'all was doing this movie?
A grand total of 6 months.
A lot of cut and pasting and then do it again and again and again and go to different sites.
And some scenes were completely dropped. And then we incorporated other scenes, so we had to come back and redo a whole... And then that whole scenes took forever to do because sometimes we'd go out, it rains. And then sometimes you're shooting for daylight, and then it takes so long to shoot the scene, it turns dark, so you have to come back 2 or 3 days to catch that same scene, dressed the same way.
Don't worry, we bid. Everything was clean.
Good.
Everything was clean.
And I know that y'all don't know. I've starred in two movies celebrity. In the Bahamas. Yes, I'm a celebrity.
I like it.
If you watch the James Bond movie at the Ocean Club Casino Royale, and when the security officers ran out of this, when he touched the car and the alarm went off at the parking lot, when the security officers ran out, you could have seen my elbow.
Okay. So your elbow is the star.
But I part of the elbow. I got $70 for that. Okay. I got, and that took all day for that $70. I had to stay on the set and that elbow caught me. Yeah. And the second movie I starred in, was After the Sunset. Okay. Right? Yeah, Pierce Bronson. Yes. And you noticed that it's both movies Pierce Bronson. That was his personal butler. And he said, Cecil, come and be in the movie. So I got twice to be in two different movies. So in that After the Sunset, which took about 2 days to film, right? I was in the cutout deleted scenes.
Okay.
But you can see my face.
Yeah.
You can see my face and I'm waving. So just in case anyone listening now wants to see me, a movie star, and I'm auditioning for the next, because I have experience. I don't know if you all have been in any other movie. Yeah, yeah. I've been starred in two movies so far.
Yeah, we love you down for part two.
Yeah, for part two. Yep. And my elbow is ready.
Yes.
You know, so you can actually come in and let me do that. But I was in two movies, and I know how long it takes. I forget the one where they had one with the Junkanoo scene, and they had to keep on saying, cut, and do the Junkanoo again and again and again. But I understand that it takes effort and time to film a movie.
An endurance.
Right. And especially when you say, cut, do it again. I said, man, that was perfect. No, cut, and do it again. And I want to know also, how intimate was Andre Kemp? I'm going to take a quick commercial break. But how intimate was the script writer, Andre Kemp, involved? Because I know the producer tends to say, okay, and the director, we can do it this way. But Andre Kemp was the script writer. He wrote the narrative of the movie. This is what it's going to be all about, right? And I see you keep on calling his name. Andre said this. How important was he in trying to show his vision? This is what I see in my mind when I write the script. But we're going to take this quick commercial break. This is being Guided Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. And I have this, the cast of The Real Bahamas, the new action comedy flick that is coming out this year. And it's been a talk. They're sharing the clip on social media. And people asking when the movie coming out. When we going to see this, right? When they're going to debut it at the big movie theater on the complex there at Gladstone Road. But anyway, we're coming right back.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Your Carifta tickets. The 58 Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Baby, we're here in the Bahamas.
I want you to kill my husband.
Drop the gun, please.
Police, tell me about that, because I ain't never scared.
And this is Guardian Raider AM with C.A. Nuri, and we're talking to the cast of The Real Bahamas. And just now, we had the short clip. My producer, Badno, he go and search it and say, hey, this is what you're talking about right there. So kudos to you there, Kermit. I really appreciate that. And on the break, I was talking more about the roles, right? And of course, they still call, I don't want to give me more detail. And I said, I want to know. I want to know how, if the drug dealer was a Bahamian, or was the drug dealer in the character, was he American, right? How did it end up being in the Bahamas? I know it's a Bahamian movie, but I want to talk about that.
Okay, before we get into the aspect of the roles, we just want to mention Andre Kemp again.
Yes.
His role in the movie. He is the writer of the script.
Mm-hmm.
He did most of the filming and editing for the movie. So basically, he was the driving force, the engine, basically. Yep. To say behind this movie.
Big shout out to Andre Kemp.
Drake. Yes.
And wait, is Andre the one who's abroad in school?
Yes, sir.
So yes, he understands what movie making about.
Come on, yes. John Boy 242.
And is this his first debut movie? Or he has one or two scripts things?
He has a lot of music videos, a lot of commercials and stuff that he would have done over the years.
And when you say commercial, these local commercial or abroad commercials?
Local and abroad, yeah.
Okay, so you big time. You know what he's doing. Right. So this is why the movie feels so high-end and crisp. So nice.
He
knows
what he's doing.
Yeah, especially with American-style cinematology and having experience and working on other programs there, I see why this is a high-quality event movie debut. And kudos to him. Again, shout out to Andre Kemp, who is the script writer on this. And of course, Peter Nautilus, who is the executive producer. Yep. Right? And we're going now. So let's go back to Stafford Bain. You were drug dealing. And I don't want no detail, but I want to see, I understand you was an American drug dealer coming to the Bahamas for whatever reason.
Yes.
But I want to understand that role.
Yeah, so as an American entrepreneur.
You won't say that drug dealer. Yeah. Okay, entrepreneur. Okay.
Because, yes, as an entrepreneur, you know, for me as the American character, the American, and I'm thinking now, okay, I have my beautiful wife with me, and I'm going to take her on a two-week vacation all the way to the Bahamas. We had a sunshine and sea, you know, is always great in the Bahamas, you know, and little that I knew, she had a whole man over here waiting to see her.
What?
You know, and then I found that as an American, what roach on your bread really mean? That is real.
Mm-hmm. So you get roach on your bread.
Yeah, roach on my bread. And I heard a voice clip that he left on her phone telling her, but he can't wait to wring her out like wet towel.
You don't want your Hispanic wife get wring out in the Bahamas by no Bahamian man.
Because you know that one over.
Because you know it over. Once she get wring out in the Bahamas, No. But I'm going to go. I know, Mel, you already explained your role as the showcase wife to this entrepreneur, right? You can't come to the Bahamas and have an experience and as even an expat Bahamian living here, right? And dealing with the like a bohemian ambiance, right? How did you portray your role as being Hispanic bohemian, right? Mm-hmm. And acting that out again?
Samantha is actually married to this guy, and she just portrayed it as enjoying everything the Bahamas has to offer.
Okay, she's spending his money.
Everything.
Perfect loving wife.
So yeah, so she just comes to have a good time.
Did you put any Latin flair in it, in the role? That sassiness?
A lot of sassiness.
So there's no sassiness there?
That comes with the package, yes. Mm-hmm. And the acting, of course.
Of course. So any salsa dancing?
No.
No, any swimsuit showing, anything?
We don't know. You have to...
I got to wait to the movie to know that you should be wearing swimsuit.
Well, you fresh.
Yeah. No, I want to envision the movie. I want to see if anyone who watch it, they'll understand why I'm asking these things, right? Okay, so let's talk to the detective. Let's talk to the detective, right? Being female in general, being a woman police officer, must be challenged how men view you. And you trying to portray a role as a strong police woman. How important was that to you? And was it important to be strong in this role?
It was very important because I feel like women are viewed as softer than men.
Mm-hmm.
But I had some slap down scenes in this movie.
You slap people down in this movie?
Yeah. Like, I had to show them who was boss.
Yeah.
Boss lady. I did a great job at it.
Like, you look like someone who slapped down man all the time. Right? So I can understand. I can understand that. And mind you, Bahamian women police officers are known to being aggressive on their job.
They don't skin up.
When you come on the scene, they in control. So you portray that control in the environment in this movie.
I do.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Thank you.
Let me go and paraphrase this taxi driver. Remember I asked if you was in tourism before, mm-hmm. right? I've had some dealings with taxi driver in my career. Being a butler and trying to control taxi driver. They tend to be assuming... I'm trying to find a good word with taxi drivers, right?
Rough.
Right? How did you portray that? Because they all knowing, and they, insidious is a word, lifestyle of the Bahamas, gritty is what I want.
Well, I mean, it was all about bringing a balance because they want to see the grit, but they want to see, you know how to wine and dine people. So it was all about showing them not all taxi drivers come off that way. Some are actually professional as they go along, but then others know how to put themselves in what they do. So the whole idea was giving it a nice, relaxing environment. You know, Bahamian slang straight through. We can't cut that out.
Oh, so he's talking Bahamian then?
Straight through. We ain't no accent. All Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're showing that even though some taxi drivers have a bad stigma, there are many good ones out here.
Mm.
That we're quick to work with the staff at the hotel for every location we went to, quick to help the guests, be very respectable, be mannerly. And
so customer service and tourism was shown in this movie, and particularly from your role too.
Yeah, man.
Right? And I didn't ask Virgil, because he said you have a small role, because he was there for as a consultancy with him and his team, right?
It's small.
But what was your role, your small role?
Virgil is.
I have a good role.
Exactly. You have a good role?
Yeah, I have a good role.
Any fighting role inside this? You fight?
Oh, yeah.
You fight inside this?
Oh, yeah.
Because I still believe I can take you. I tell you that before. I believe I can cut you behind.
Don't do that.
Don't try.
Don't do that.
Don't try.
Don't do that.
You know, I know you make karate, but I know karak and kabaddle. Yeah. I can beat you from far. I can beat you from far. I have my hand straight.
I had a team.
Mm-hmm.
And my team is responsible for a lot of the action in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We brought the heat. So to speak, we brought the heat. We draw the drama.
It was the A-team.
The A-team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We brought the heat. We brought the drama in a big way. And so anytime you see me in this movie,
business,
you know it's going to be some business going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have to say. Anytime you see my face in this movie, you know it's going to go down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So as my A-team is what they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were my special squad.
Oh, okay.
So when you see the boss call his squad,
yes,
it ain't no slapping up, it ain't no more talking. We get down to business and we do what we got to do. And we're professionals at the same time.
And I have 2 minutes left, right?
Okay.
And I would be remiss to ask if I don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any toys? Like like nice boats and no nice cars.
Absolutely. Yeah, buddy.
And beautiful drone footage just showing. Amazing views.
I want to know about the car and the boat. I want to know about the car. You want to have cars, nice cars and boat?
Yeah.
So I come in and look at this big debut.
Of course, we had Mercedes, we had Scarabs, we had the works.
Nice.
Yeah, we had everything.
You get me excited.
Yeah, we had everything. Yeah. This is the real Bahamas. Yeah.
Money was spent. This is no cheap. This is no cheap flick.
Yeah. We had SUVs. We had everything.
And that boat punching, buddy.
We had helicopters in
it. Had helicopters in this movie, too. Anyway, we got to go to the news. This has been Guardian Radio to AM. I had fun with you all, man. I can't wait for this movie. This movie is The Real Bahamas, which is going to be premiering soon. And they go to their social media page and you get more information. And it keeps circulating all over the place, right? Anyway, Guardian Radio to AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.